A commission investigating the September 11th attacks says it needs more cooperation from the Bush administration. This bipartisan commission is examining how 19 hijackers managed to seize control of four planes, flying them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. And the commission has now subpoenaed documents from the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA insists that it is not deliberately withholding information, and this past week it sent 40 boxes full of documents to the commission. The commission co-chairman is Thomas Kane, a former Republican governor of New Jersey, who joins us now from New Jersey. Governor, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good.
There have been a lot of different investigations of the September 11 attacks. Can you just remind me what your commission is supposed to be investigating?
Yeah, this is the federally mandated commission to investigate all aspects of the tragedy of 9/11, from who the terrorists are, how they got the money, how did people like that get into the country, what's the safety of the buildings, what's the aftermath. I mean, there's a whole series of questions that we're mandated to answer. And in addition, having researched this whole question of the tragedy of 9/11, we're asked to make recommendations, hopefully to make the American people safer.
Well, this is a commission I know that President Bush initially said was not necessary, but he ultimately did support it, signed the bill, as you said. Is the White House being supportive here?
The White House has been very helpful in a number of ways. Now, we're pressing for everything. This is the largest investigation, to the best of our knowledge, that's ever been done of the United States government. And to do it right, we're asking for everything, including the most highly sensitive documents. And the White House, through the President's counsel, was kind enough this week to send out a memorandum to all agencies that this commission's requests ought to be treated as if they were subpoenas. We appreciate that.
Well, what did you want to get from the Federal Aviation Administration that you did not get, that caused you to turn a polite request into a legal subpoena?
Well, what we have to trace the timeline of the events that happened with those planes on 9/11. And in order to do that, we have to get the logs, we have to get the after-action reports, we have to have all the information that the FAA as an agency came up with, both before the tragedy, tracking those planes, and after.
I suppose someone could say that the FAA might be justified in being conservative, shall we say, about turning over these documents simply because a lot of them deal with aviation security, the communications between the FAA and military authorities, a lot of sensitive issues.
Every member of our commission and the staff have been cleared for the most highly sensitive information. We got full security clearance at the highest possible level.
I'm just trying to get an idea of what you think you can learn from these particular communications. It is known, generally known, that 19 hijackers got on these planes, used box cutters, took over the planes. What more is needed to be learned from the FAA records?
Well, we're looking at the FAA side. We're looking, there's been a lot of disputes about, for instance, why these planes were allowed to go for so long. For instance, they crashed into the World Trade Center without anybody being able to reach the World Trade Center, even though these planes were well off course.
Nobody warned people in New York, is what you're saying?
No, they were not warned. There was no system. There wasn't any system that worked. The plane that crashed in Pennsylvania crashed there because of the heroism of the people on board, not because fighter interceptors or whatever else were able to go and stop them.
Do you think that people inside the FAA are reluctant to let all the facts get out because they might be embarrassing, or was this simply a clerical oversight?
My guess is, and I'm being very charitable here, that particular agency didn't take our request as seriously as they should, and that they turned up a certain amount of material, turned it over to us, and then went back to their business without recognizing that they didn't come close to meeting our request. We're not like a congressional committee that has life forever. We've got a statutory deadline.
Early next year.
Yes, the end of May. And we have got to be finished with our report by then. So we haven't got time for these kind of delays, and that's what's frustrating to us.
Well, Governor, you mentioned that the White House is now telling agencies to cooperate, but I do have to point out that this is an administration that has been accused of secrecy and, in some people's view, excessive secrecy throughout its time in office. Is there anything systematic about the way that documents have been withheld or that documents have been delayed?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's been the worst offense has probably been to not take us seriously, although there are some very sensitive documents that we're still negotiating with the White House over.
Can I just ask, and there must be a long list of documents, but is there one or two specific documents among those presidential documents that you're seeking for a particular reason?
There was a lot of actions taken by members of the administration on that day. We want to know how the United States government reacted to this crisis.
Thomas Kane is a former Republican governor of the state of New Jersey and is now heading a commission that is examining the September 11 attacks. Governor, thanks very much.
Thank you.